Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Today's title might be a little strange to you, but today I am wanting you to become the biggest loser in your market. How do lessons from a reality TV help you become a better ag sales professional? Otherwise, we're going to rebuild your overweight and underperforming territory. Now, many years ago, I was running a hills on a training run getting ready for my 7th marathon. I was pretty excited, and I did something in my ankle, and something snapped. Suddenly, I was in extreme pain and couldn't put any weight on it. No, it wasn't my Achilles heel, although it felt like it. The next 19 years were a medical odyssey of trying to figure out what was wrong and how to fix it. With two surgeries, of dozens of physical therapy appointments, and numerous cortisone injections, but still not better. Well, fast forward 19 years, and me and my wife had become fans of the reality show The Biggest Loser and Extreme Weight Loss. Now, if you can handle the emotional side of those shows, it's worth watching them. The way the contestants' lives are transformed forever is truly amazing. Most had both physical and emotional problems that resulted in major weight gain. While I wasn't in that bad of shape, the inactivity of 19 years had added a few pounds too many, and I was gaining at a rapid pace. Not to mention, I was snoring through my CPAP machine and was told I needed to get on cholesterol medicine. My physical fitness was at an all-time low as I watched an episode which involved a 370-pound individual who had knee issues. Then it hit me. The lessons from the show were starting to sink in. I had been too busy focusing on the high level of fitness that I was not able to do anymore before I realized what I still could do. I thought about the sub-7-minute miles I could click off so easily before my injury. Now I could barely shuffle down the street. I decided, after seeing these contestants deal with their problems, that I could still shuffle. Certainly I could shuffle 100 yards. So I shuffled. Over the course of the next 2 years, shuffling turned into jogging, running, biking, hiking, and ultimately back into racing triathlons, but with a much more appreciative view. Your territory may go through the same journey. It starts out lean and mean and full of positive energy as the company hands over the geography or the customers to you. Good luck, kid, is usually the sentiment. And over the years, you add to it, going from lean and mean to healthy, and then maybe you get a little stout or a little pudgy or a little overweight in your territory. Maybe your territory gets overweight with customers who aren't producing for you and hold you back from reaching your goals. Well, take some lessons from one of the more positive reality shows out there and reinvent your territory back to a healthy fitness level. So how do these lessons apply to your territory? Well, lesson number one is start. Too often we look at the top of the mountain, the big goal, and determine that it's such a big job, and then we procrastinate. At sales meetings, we may see the top performers getting awards and hearing great stories of how good it's going for them. Customers are jumping in at the opportunity to work with them. They are on top of their game. Then we go back to our territory and fret over how big the journey will be to even get to that level. So we do the worst thing possible, which is to procrastinate. We know we need to prospect and call on more customers per day, but we find reasons to keep doing what's comfortable or safe. We know we need to use the basic steps of the sales process, but we find ways to make our sales calls more like social visits, because that feels good, or maybe we use the excuse that it's not salesy if we just go out there and act like a friend. The victory for any amateur athlete is not that you cross the finish line. It's that you show up at the starting line. And as I stood on the beach in the cold Florida air at 6:30 in the morning and waited for the cannon to sound the start of the race, I realized it. The secret to losing the 60 pounds and being able to complete 140.6 miles of an Ironman was just getting started. The secret for you to achieve a high level of sales success, or any sales, is to just get started. So quit dreaming and take the first step. So whether the timing is right or wrong, again, just get started. That means now, I mean right now, or right after you listen to this podcast. Lesson number two, do what is sustainable. The most important lesson from this whole journey is to do what is sustainable. How many of us have made great resolutions on January 1st,
worked hard on them for a couple of weeks, and then failed to keep up the momentum. We make a grand event out of the process. We sign up at the gym or shop for brand new workout clothes. Then we announce that we are going to work out for an hour each day for the rest of our lives. Well, here's my advice. Skip the pomp and ceremony of it at all. Start at an unimportant time or place. Pick a Tuesday at 11:37 or a Thursday at 9:14 p.m. The New Year's Eve hangover lasts longer than most people's ability to uphold a resolution. So don't wait and don't gather an audience before doing it. Just prove it by doing it. Start small and gain momentum. You can always add more time. I started my fitness journey with a couple hundred yards of shuffling, followed by walking fast. By starting small, you will sustain it. I mean, who really can't spare 15, 20 minutes of their time on a critical task? Give yourself zero tolerance for meeting your commitment. By this, I mean you do it every single day. No excuses, no exceptions. So in your territory, commit to making 2 prospect calls, writing 1 proposal, or stopping your day for 15 minutes to get organized. If you tell yourself that you will do it most days or as much as you can, or that you will try to do it, then you will fail. You will absolutely find some excuse to skip it. Make it a zero tolerance policy of not missing a day, at least for the first 3 to 6 months. By then, it'll be committed as a habit and routine. So what small commitment can you make to yourself right now, today? One that you will complete every single day. 2 phone calls a day? I'm sure you can spare the 10 or 15 minutes to make them. That adds about 500 phone calls a year to your sales process. Somewhere in those 500 calls, there is going to be a great prospect that you will begin a relationship with. That relationship will someday turn into one of your biggest accounts. But it won't happen unless you start small and make it sustainable. The third lesson that comes out of these shows is to get a support network. Whatever shape or form it takes, friends, peers, a coach, a supervisor, self-development material, whatever it takes, you're going to hit some lows and some highs. Your success rate of surviving the lows goes up dramatically when you have a support network, someone or something that can help you out of those times when things aren't going so great, someone who believes in you and your journey. Most importantly, this person is an accountability partner. You feel accountable to a higher cause when someone is expecting you to follow through on your plans. The coaches on The Biggest Loser are as much a part of the competition as the contestants are. They are there to push and drive contestants, but they also provide 2 key components. The first is expert advice. They advise on working too hard or not resting enough or injury prevention or nutrition or whatever it is. You need to find the person who can help you with this kind of coaching. They need to know you and know your business. The second thing those coaches are providing is a belief system. They believe in the contestant, even when the contestant loses belief in themselves. You see this when the coach has pushed them and they hit rock bottom. The coach will turn the conversation from pushing them into one of believing in the contestant to accomplish and reach the goal. This phase is critical, as many of the people on the show never had anyone believe in them. This pulls them through this valley of despair and back onto the path of reaching their goal. Now find that person in your life who does that for you. Even those who have previously had great success in their lives still have those times of doubt and disbelief. Often the show will have celebrity athletes as contestants who have grown out of shape and are now down on their fitness. Some are gold medalists or Super Bowl champions. They too need the power of a support network, the push to just start and follow a sustainable path. Who is your accountability partner? Who is that going to be for you? Don't wait for them to be assigned. Go out and find one that fits you best. Look around and pick a positive, knowledgeable person within your organization. High trust and high interest in your success as a person are most important. Well, the fourth and final lesson that comes from these is to know yourself. A key component of a long journey is knowing all about yourself. At each stage of the journey, you will face challenges and emotions. There will be setbacks, breakthroughs, tiredness, excitement, overconfidence, underqualifications, overloaded, or feeling stuck are just a few of those emotions. Know when you are getting too low and need to utilize your resources. Primarily your accountability partner. Know when you're going off track and need to use dashboards or CRM or peer advice or coaching to get back on track. Know your strengths and weaknesses. And the key to this is to expand on your strengths and mitigate your weaknesses. Know how you show up at work and how you show up in front of your customers. When contestants go through The Biggest Loser, they find out a lot about themselves. Most find out how resilient and tough they really can be. A few don't stick with the program, but even they figure out what is important. By knowing when they will fail and when they will succeed, they know when to reach out for help or when to make course corrections so they can keep going. So what do you need right now to realize the internal motivation to start and keep going? A coach, a to-do list, a calendar invite, a reward for starting? Figure it out and get it. Whether your territory is out of shape, a little heavy, or downright overweight, get started today on getting fit with these four steps. Get started, do what is sustainable, get an accountability partner, and know yourself.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you, and have a great day.